Hello, everyone. Hello, loved ones. Welcome to Infinite Love Radio, enlightening conversations and inspiring guests. I'm Michelle Morvati, your host, an intuitive spiritual healer, teacher, spiritual director, and founder of Spirituality Inside and Out. Our global vision and divine purpose is to connect people to create oneness. For in truth, we are all one. Through support and universal guidance, we educate people about the power within to heal oneself and others. Let us help you to express the divine love and truth within. At Spirituality Inside and Out, we offer several products and services designed to transform your life and help you create the life you so desire. Some of them include group meditations, self-realization sessions, prayer circles, personal healing, and guided meditation CDs. As always, I invite you to sign up for the universal daily insights that support the healing power within you. All you have to do is open up to receive it. Yes, open up to receive the power within you. And expect the unexpected by visiting www.spiritualityinsideandout for your highest, highest, greatest good. As always, I invite all of your questions, comments, and suggestions to infiniteloveradio@yahoo.com or michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com. Today and every day, my highest intention is to support you to awaken to your true self in the present moment and to cause and create oneness inside and out. Thank you for your participation today and every day and this opportunity for me to serve you. I love you, I'm grateful, and I bless you all. On today's show, I will be sharing with you prayer and meditation, as always, followed by our very special, inspiring guest. Our guest today is Max Highsteen. He's an intuitive consultant and teacher. Max Highsteen earned his master's degrees in spiritual psychology and in marriage, family, and child counseling. However, his most important education came in the form of extensive inner exploration and experimentation in developing the intuition. Wow. Max Highsteen is also an internationally acclaimed musician, composer, and guided imagery author whose popular recordings include bestseller The Healing Waterfall, Path of the Heart, and many others. I invite you to visit his website, www.maxheisteen.com, for more information and samplers on his guided meditations. They're wonderful. There are several of them. I've listened to them, and they're all wonderful. They will help you relax and let go and just feel good and connect to your true self. So for now, I invite all of you to join me present here, to join me, my guests, in the unity and oneness inside and out, as I invite you to take several deep cleansing breaths in, to bring and allow yourself to get present with us into the now, allowing yourself to relax and let go of all of your tension, all of the heaviness, the pain that you may be carrying. Now is the time to release, let go, and be free. Fantastic. So here we go. I invite you to take the first deep cleansing breath in. And exhaling with an ah. As always, I invite you to sound it out. So many times we keep it inside of ourselves. We keep everything inside. We're afraid to talk. We're afraid to speak. We're afraid we're not being heard. So by sounding it out, you're letting it go. And as always, I invite you, when you're breathing in, to receive the present moment, to receive the healing, the energy, the wisdom, the allness, the oneness, the beauty that is all present. Fantastic. Here we go. The second breath in. Here we go. Deep cleansing breath in. And again, exhaling with an ah. Exhaling and shaking it out. I invite you to shake your head side to side. Release these unwanted thoughts. Yes, the inner chatter. Shake it out. Shake it out. Release by shaking your shoulders and your arms and your hips and your legs and move to the groove of the now. Just shake it all out. Beautiful. Here we go. Receive by inhaling the last deep cleansing breath right now. Good job. Here we go. Deep cleansing breath in. And again, exhaling with an ah. Are you sounding it out? Don't be shy. Just do it. And remember, shake it out. And just say, I release the tension that I'm holding on to right now. I let go of the control that I have right now. I let go of any judgment that I have. I let go of any attachments. And just shake it out. I release, I release, I release. Shake it out. And allow a new to take place. Allow freedom inside and out. As we take this opportunity with gratitude and appreciation to God, the divine source, higher power, spirit, love, light, beauty, oneness, whatever term you have for your faith and for your higher power and your connection, it's all good. But with gratitude and appreciation to who we are, all that we have, all that we have to be blessed for, all the opportunities and possibilities, all the connections and support, all that is available for us as we awaken into the present moment, we are grateful. We're grateful no matter what. There's always something to be grateful. And as we're feeling sad and down, the moment we awaken to what it is we're grateful for, believe me, we can write lists of everything that we have in our lives to shift the energy, the vibration within us, to uplift us. When we're feeling good, we attract good. We're able to do more. We have more energy. So let us do this, for we are worthy and deserving of feeling good in the present moment, of being healthy, of loving ourselves. So in this moment, and as I speak the words of love on Infinite Love Radio, I invite you all to be very present for a fantastic, fantastic show today, as always. I love you. So without further ado, again, let me reintroduce our wonderful guest, Max Highsteen, an intuitive consultant and teacher. Again, his website is www.maxheisteen.com. Welcome, Max.
Hey.
Hey. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule on such short notice. We appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. So, Max, there's so much to talk about. But first, let us talk about, I'm curious, to know how you learned about your intuitive skills.
Mm.
Yes.
Well, it actually took quite a while for me to learn. I knew something was up when, about 40 years ago, when I was almost a young man, I had a series of experiences where my spiritual guides started talking to me, and I was quite startled by that, because I didn't really believe in anything beyond the physical world at that point in my life. But after that happened, I sort of had no choice but to believe that there was something else. And I had those awakening experiences, and they kind of set me on a path of exploration and learning and discipline and a spiritual awakening.
Mm-hmm.
And then many years later, I actually went to a channel, a woman who channeled some spiritual guides. And I walked in and sat down, and the session started, and she took one look at me, and she said, one of the first things that they told me through her is, they said, you know, you're really quite psychic. And I thought, well, they probably tell that to everybody.
Okay.
I said, no, you don't understand. No, I go to psychics. I'm not psychic. If I were psychic, why would I be here?
Mm.
And they said, no, you have... you have a lot of psychic ability. You have lots of inner equipment. They use the words equipment.
Equipment, interesting.
They said it's as if you had a whole room full of equipment and none of it was turned on.
Oh, wow.
And that got my attention, because I, as a musician, I just happen to love equipment. And I thought, equipment,
so
where? I want to use it. So,
that is so funny. I never heard of that. That is hilarious.
So they told me about this equipment, and I kind of I thought, well, who knows what they mean? I mean, if I have this equipment, who knows? So I kind of set that aside for a while until it took me a few years or more until I felt like I was ready to start thinking about that again. Because I'd had, you know, off and on I'd have sort of breakthrough experiences in my life where I would just know things or see things, something like that. But I, at some point, at one point in my life, I just got to a place where I said, you know what, I want to find out if I really do have this equipment. And if I do, I want to figure out how to use it.
Ooh, beautiful.
And I got really interested in that, as I do. And you know, as some people are, I got kind of obsessed with that. With that particular topic, and I started to look for material that would help me learn to awaken any sort of latent intuitive abilities that I might have. And I listened to tapes, and I read books, and all these books were by psychics.
Yeah.
And it seemed like there were an awful lot of books by psychics about how to be psychic, and but they all kind of got me to the same place, which was the psychics sort of said, well, close your eyes and look for this inside, and when you see it, then you'll have that experience. And I got nothing. I looked inside. I didn't see a thing.
Your equipment were not turned on?
No equipment turned on, no. I said, well, I mean, they told me to do stuff, but they didn't say just how to do it. And so what I did was I got creative with it and put in more and more time with it and sitting, looking inside, calling inside, praying inside, asking, communicating with spiritual guidance, whether I knew it was there or not. I just went ahead and assumed it was there and communicated with it and then listened back. And I did a whole lot of these things, including all the exercises that and the other things that I'd read about. And I just kept sitting there until something started to happen. I sort of refused to budge and demanded let something go on there.
Yes, and, I want something to happen now.
Yeah, I wanted something to happen soon. Now, soon, anything.
Now.
And, you know, little by little, that door started to open. And little by little, I became more comfortable trusting the inner voice, the inner, the things that I saw inside, the things that I heard inside, the things that I felt inside.
Mm.
I began trusting them because the big issue really is often that we get the information, but we discard it before we even look at it.
Absolutely, Max. Such a key word that you just brought up, trusting what we get from inside.
Mm-hmm.
Trusting. Is it the devil or this?
Trusting and valuing it, because
yes.
And Michelle, this is true more for, in general, this is much more true for men than it is for women, because
okay.
in the classes that I've taught for developing intuitive awareness, for one thing, mostly women show up, and I would venture to guess that the majority of your listeners are women.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that women in our culture are more predisposed to being open to the intuition, to being open to spiritual alternatives, and to being open to feelings.
Yeah.
And for men, it's more difficult because we're trained very heavily to take life seriously and to only believe what we can see and touch that's physical and discard everything else, part of our culture. And so for me, part of the learning had to do with and still has to do with, because this is an ongoing thing. I'm still learning and exploring and developing and learning to open on a daily basis. And part of it has to do with me just being willing to take the first thing that occurs to me, that pops into my awareness, and give it respect, and give it, not discard it. Because, for example, many exercises about developing your intuition or developing your spirituality end with a direction to receive a gift inside of, or a symbol inside of some way. It's a very, very often used kind of tool. For instance, to lead you on a deep meditation and then ask you to receive a gift that you can bring back with you symbolically.
Yes.
Well, suppose you get a gift of, a can opener. You see a can opener. And that's the first thing that occurs to you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're cynical, you will respond to that by saying, "Well, that's no good. What's that got to do with my spirituality?" And if you're, and it's really a test in a way from spirit to you to see how open and flexible you're willing to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're open and flexible and you see a can opener, you will take that back with you. And you'll use that to tell yourself that I can open any door.
Right. Oh, wow, beautiful symbolic.
And you'll...
I also, if I may jump in, I also use these visual guidance that come up. And I also ask, what's next? What's next? Do you do that with your clients? What's coming up after? Look what's coming next. Because sometimes they come in series, no? Do you have this?
Yeah, I think it's always a good idea to do that. It's always a good idea to ask what's, what, go deeper.
Yes,
what's underneath deeper. That?
Yes. Beautiful.
Because
Max,
it's we're really talking about learning to be open.
Max, excuse me. I'm just going to take this opportunity to introduce you to our guest that may have just joined us. This
sure.
is Infinite Love Radio. I'm Michelle Morvati, your host. We are speaking to our wonderful guest today, Max Heistein, an intuitive consultant and teacher. He's been sharing his awakening with his spiritual guides and his psychic and intuitive abilities with us. And his guidance, he created trust, value, respect the messages that we get from within. So for more information on Max, please visit www.maxheistein.com. Yes, please go ahead.
Would you mind spelling that for people?
Yes. MaxHeistein.com.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure. My pleasure. We're going to have fun. Okay, so cool. So can you share with us what are some of the things that people gain when they come into your personal sessions, your session works? How do you help people? Especially in this time of crisis, no? The world, what's going on economically, affecting people's health and well-being, relationships, yes? How do you support people?
Well, it's interesting. The people that end up being drawn to me tend to be the ones that are have the most potential to take the inner work seriously. Has the most potential to be dedicated to opening spiritually and receiving what God has for them. And I just use the word God. I know that a lot of people use, you know, other words for that because so many people have been conditioned to to sort of reject the word God from having religious experiences early on in childhood that may not have been so supportive. But I just use the word God. It's simple. It means what I need it to mean.
Sure.
And
we all get it.
I find that the people that come to me also are usually in a situation where they have, they've sincerely looked as far as they can look inside, and they've done whatever they can do outside, and they feel as though they're stuck, and they're looking for something else. They're looking for a higher perspective, or they feel like they're missing something. Sometimes I joke with people that it seems like they read The Secret, but maybe the book had a page missing or something that they didn't quite get. Because it's as if they looked everywhere and they still aren't finding what it is they're looking for.
Right.
And so what I do, a few things go on in the sessions. One of the most important things is that I introduce people to the energies that that I work with, which are just very high, very loving, and very benevolent spiritual, energetic beings that come out of the heart of God and are here to share their love and energy and wisdom with people, and they tend to work in and around and through and despite me sometimes, mm-hmm. even with
yes,
my clients.
Yes, I love it.
Beg your pardon?
I love it. I said I love it. I'm jumping and saying I love it.
Yeah. Because after all, you know, if they didn't know more than I did, then what would be the point of?
Exactly.
So my job is in part to have a tremendous amount of respect for the person in front of me, first of all, and a respect for their higher path, and have a lot of respect and humility toward the spiritual help that's available, and try to be of service in the clearest way possible, stepping out of the way when necessary, coming forward when necessary, and hopefully being in my heart as much as possible, and allowing the work that takes place to come from
mm-hmm.
my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so people get exposed to that energy, and it's as if they were in a sort of a bath of love for this period of time. Some of the work happens in dialogue, sitting across from each other. Some of it, the work is table work, where they're on a table and there's some touching or not that goes on. There's some. I use prayer a certain amount for people, because it really,
oh yes,
it's really the greatest thing. It's underutilized and underappreciated in some ways by a lot of folks who have been, as I said before, sort of rejected religion
mm-hmm.
early on and kind of threw the baby out with the bathwater. So,
mm-hmm. So do you do energy healing also? You said on a table.
Well, it is. It's all. Yeah, it is energy healing, and it's all. I don't necessarily call it healing, because people have specific expectations about what that means, and I don't. For instance, if somebody comes with a health problem, I don't address the health problem. I address the person and where they are in their life, and allow spirit to work through them, because the health problem is the end result of someone being out of touch with their own love, it can be the result of having been through a lot of really terrible stress in mm-hmm. either this lifetime or other lifetimes.
Yes.
A lot of the people that come to me come having had very difficult early childhood experiences, and the early childhood experiences were simply there as a way of bringing forward the work that was left over from previous lifetimes that needed to be brought forward in this lifetime in a way so that it can be finally cleared up.
So, Max, excuse me for jumping in. Someone may be asking right now, so do you read people? Do you tell them what is going to happen in their future, or do you just allow people to find their own answers from within? I just want to share with you, earlier in my work I used to do readings. I had my own awakening through disease and healing. That's how I became intuitive, for your information. But early on, I used to do readings because that was just my path. And then I found out that this is not very empowering for people, right? I mean, I don't know. This is my experience. And then I found helping them find the power within themselves, finding their true selves again, is empowering them. Is that what you do, or do you do readings also?
I'd say we're on the same page there. There's lots of people out there people can go to get a psychic reading. It's not, it doesn't really help that much to know. And in fact, it's usually counterproductive to get a glimpse of what your future is. I mean, that the reason we don't know what our future is most of the time is because we're meant to allow it to unfold and learn to trust. So the work that I do with people is more to help them, to bring them more information that comes from a higher perspective about their current situation in terms of what's really going on, how they got there, what the broader implications of it are, what what their perspective is from spirit, because there's a lot of misunderstanding that people have about their life. It's very typical in our culture for people to be quite confused, disappointed, discouraged, mm-hmm. depressed because things aren't going well in their life. And that's not necessarily an indication that they're doing anything wrong.
right, yes.
It's an indication that they're getting lessons, mm-hmm. which is why we're here in the first place, is to learn and grow.
Right. From their limiting decisions and beliefs from the past, right?
Say what?
From their limiting decisions and beliefs from the past.
That's right.
Carrying over to
the
now. Yes.
Limiting beliefs, some of which are cultural, some of which are personal, some come from the family. Very often people are misguided without even knowing it and make assumptions about their life and believe them to be real, and it causes a lot of unnecessary hardship.
Mm-hmm.
So higher perspective is called for, and that's what spirit helps to bring in. So I don't necessarily help someone. Somebody comes in and says, "Well, you know, when am I going to meet the man I love, or you know, how am I going to ever get a better job?" I don't sit there with a crystal ball and say, oh, your job is coming soon, et cetera, et cetera. I mm-hmm. work with them to help them know and appreciate their current circumstances and get the blocks out of the way toward allowing them to open to what's next.
Mm, beautiful. And how long are the sessions?
They're hopefully an hour off. They can go over.
Yes, I get that. When you're working with spirit, mm-hmm. there is no time or space, right?
Well, not to them, apparently.
Huh?
Apparently not to spirit there is.
Yes, apparently not. But it's all good. It's all good. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Anything you wanted to add for the sessions before we move on? I'd like to talk about your daily OM course.
Oh,
anything
sure.
Anything that you'd like to share about your sessions? Anything else?
Let's see if anything else comes up. That's
okay,
that's
fantastic.
Fine. Thanks for letting me talk about
that. So there's a disappointed listener out there, beloved, saying, I wanted to go to him to clear $1 million for me, huh? Lottery tickets. So you don't do stuff like that. You can't make that happen, no?
No, if I could do that, wouldn't I do that for myself?
For myself.
There is something that happens in sessions that is a kind of a clearing process, though, that has to do energetically with allowing some of what people carry around with them to be released. And that happens energetically, and it's you definitely walk away lighter. Of course, people are used to, you know, even if you've had a massage, you know what that feels like.
Mm-hmm.
But this is on a different level, and So a lot of times we don't even know what it is that's taking place in these sessions where spirit will come in and remove stuff that's going to be in the way. It just does what it does, thank God.
Yes, so. Yes, that's why I say be open to the unexpected.
Yeah.
The highest, greatest good.
Absolutely.
Letting go of control. Letting
absolutely.
Go of control.
Absolutely.
Let it go. I learned that. I'm really learning that big time.
I have a little anecdote to tell you. I was told by higher guidance not too long ago, expect the unexpected. And I thought, okay, all right. And about a week later, I was at a spiritual retreat. And during the retreat, it just so happened that one of the music artists that I really enjoy was performing an outdoor concert right near where that retreat was. And so I said, you know, I want to be in this retreat, but I really want to go to that concert. So I took off from the retreat and drove over to where the concert was, and it was actually at a zoo, at an outdoor, a big amphitheater outdoors. And I drove up, parked the car, and walked up to the gate. And a fellow walked up to me and said, "Do you need a ticket?" And I said, "Yes." And he handed me a $25 ticket to get in. And I said, "Thank you."
Oh, really?
I walked in, and then I looked around, and I thought, where should someone sit who is willing to expect the unexpected? I think they should be willing to sit right in front. So I looked around, and I saw a vacant spot on the grass right up front and walked up there and sat down and enjoyed the
Wow. The gifts of heaven on earth. I don't know, that just came out of my mouth.
Yes.
The gift.
Sometimes they want to reach down and just let you know that they're really looking out for you. It doesn't happen very often like that, but every now and then,
wow,
you know,
that's
something
beautiful.
Will happen, a bird will fly by, or
mm-hmm.
these little coincidences that let us know we're not alone.
So let us all be open and receptive to all good, all blessings, all miracles right here, right now. Let us all be wonderful listeners out there. This is Infinite Love Radio. I'm Michelle Morvati, your host. We've been speaking to Max Highstein, an intuitive consultant and teacher. He's a wonderful, humble being. I appreciate your presence. Thank you. So to learn more about him and his guided imagery, yes, CDs. No, these are not CDs. They're downloads. I'm sorry.
Well, they're CDs too, but you can get downloads or CDs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're CDs too? Because I saw it says not CDs.
Well, there's a label called Serenity that's carried my CDs for many, many years. And
ooh.
So you can get CDs at serenitymusic.com, and you can get downloads at maxheistein.com.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
And I'm not so sure about the humble part. I'm working on that.
You are. Please, you are. So we'll talk about the guided meditations and imagery after. I'd like to talk about the course with Daily Om called Develop Your Psychic and Intuitive Ability, and it's an online course.
Yes, it is.
16-week course to unleash people's intuitive and psychic potentials. Is everybody intuitive and psychic?
Are they?
Is everyone intuitive and psychic and they don't know it?
I think everybody is to some extent.
Yeah, that's what my knowing is.
It's a little bit like art and music, you know. Everybody can draw a picture, and everybody can play some instrument a little bit.
Yes.
Some people are going to be really gifted at it, but everybody can learn to do those things.
Because we all have the equipment inside.
That's exactly right.
I think I'll take this one out today. Fantastic.
So let me ask you something. What do you think of the word psychic? Do you think it's okay to use that word?
Yeah, I don't have any negative beliefs or anything towards it. Why?
I'm glad. A lot of people, it's gotten kind of a bad rap, the word psychic.
Mm-hmm.
And because for so many years it meant somebody shady, you know, or somebody in a bad neighborhood, or somebody that was a fortune teller, something like that. But, you know, I looked that up, that word, and it comes from a Greek word that just means of or pertaining to the soul.
Oh, how beautiful. Wow. Maybe it has a negative connotation because psychics are at every corner of the street.
Yeah.
Well, I see them in Los Angeles. It's like,
mm-hmm.
Here's a sign in front of a house, here's a sign over there, here's a sign over there, here's a sign over there, and
yeah.
Like, yeah.
Well, it's all the same thing. It's so people started using the word intuitive as a way to get some more respect. And
mm-hmm.
What it really boils down to is whether somebody calls himself a psychic or an intuitive or what. It really boils
mm-hmm.
down to can they do the work or not. You know?
All right, yeah, we hear you, but can you help?
Yeah.
Can you help us? Fantastic. So tell us more about the 16-week course. What will people get out of committing to 16 weeks with
you
online?
Let me run down the list of things, the list of topics covered and so forth and so on.
I have the list.
Beg your pardon?
I said I have the list too.
I don't know if I have the same list that you have, but there are at least 25 processes in the course,
oh, wow.
Things that you actually practice and go through.
How about you just give us a few? Maybe we don't have time for all 25.
Oh, I'm not going to give you... No, I wouldn't go...
Okay.
Some of them are overcoming the challenges to becoming more intuitive. These are some of the topics that are covered.
Okay, beautiful.
The architecture of your intuition and how to activate it.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, how it works. Precognition technique,
mm-hmm.
Learning to feel, hear, and see intuitively. There's a lot of work that's done to help you open your seeing, your healing, your hearing, and your feeling. Most people are going to be more naturally gifted in one or the other, and this course helps you to work all of them.
All of them, beautiful.
Good bit of work on learning how to work with personal guides, inner spiritual helpers and spiritual guides, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Energy balancing, there's work on oracles and dowsing,
mm-hmm.
and the energetic fields, learning how to make intuitive decisions, and there's even some work at the end on how to do an intuitive reading.
Wow. I want to talk about intuitive decisions. It's so important, so big. Because what does it do? Like, it will help us get out of conflict, right, when we intuitively can make a decision. I love it. I mean, I live more and more with my intuition than with my intellect when it comes to computer stuff. I'm like, I need to hire someone because this doesn't work. No, but then I ask my guides. But let's talk about intuitive decisions.
Well, how do you make an intuitive decision? Tell us what you do.
What do? I sit still.
Mm-hmm.
And I go inside, I clear myself. If I have mind chatter, I do some exercise, I shake my head.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I have an unwanted emotion, I deal with the emotion to get clear.
That's good.
And then I just listen. I ask and I listen from
mm-hmm.
inside.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
and some people, you're more oriented toward hearing.
Oh, yeah, I'm auditory first. I'm
mm-hmm.
auditory, kinesthetic, then visual.
Mm-hmm.
Auditory, kinesthetic, yeah, auditory first, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And some people will more see a picture of something that, or a symbol or something like that.
Yes.
And one of the things that I found when I was exploring this idea about making intuitive decisions was that it's a really big issue having to do with what question you're asking and the way you're asking the question. Because... Your guidance system is first and foremost designed to help you grow and learn here on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so you may not get the answer to your question the way you asked the question or immediately the way you want it to be answered because knowing the answer may not actually be that good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Or, let me give you a sort of an example. Suppose you want to get a new job, or you're thinking about, let's say you're thinking about moving
mm-hmm.
to Chicago. Let's say you're thinking, I really want to move to Chicago because that's where I don't know, something is that I believe in, and I want to be there. And you ask your intuitive guidance, when is a good time for me to move to Chicago? Or let's say you ask your intuitive guidance system, where should I move in Chicago? Where should I live in Chicago? And you get no answer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, perhaps it's not time to move yet. I mean, there may be a few things in the place where you are that really need your focus, that you really need to clear up, get very grounded, cover some bases,
mm-hmm.
and then move to Chicago. And when you move to Chicago, the first place you're going to live is a place where you might meet somebody that's going to be a real key, because they're going to be your next-door neighbor. But the place you really need to live, and you're going to spend your rest of your life, is somewhere else in Chicago. So all of these are possibilities, and if your intuitive guidance system gave you a specific spot in Chicago, you might be apt to just pick up and move and go there right now and miss all of the particulars that you need to cover first before you go. So asking a question in a very specific way can sometimes be very limited when it comes to getting intuitive information about making decisions.
Mm-hmm.
More often than not, if you get quiet and go into your heart and contemplate the problem you're trying to solve, you will get, from your guidance system, you will get more things like encouragement, a feeling of support, a feeling of gratitude for what it is that you do have, a sense that leans you in one direction more than another. So you feel your heart's desire.
Mm-hmm.
And that it can unfold and speak to you rather than trying to solve a problem intellectually, making a list, you know, comparing two lists of pros and cons, things like that.
Oh, absolutely. Sure.
Listening
to our
really
heart.
Don't really take you very far, do they?
No, listening to our heart, I love it. You know, sometimes I ask a question and I get an answer and I'm like, what's up with this? This doesn't make sense. And then I get up and walk away, or I just go, okay, I need to rephrase this question.
Right.
I didn't ask it right. So I want to ask you, in this 16-week course, do you also help people how to ask, what kind of questions they ask? Do you do that? Is that
part
of the course?
Yeah, that's part of the decision-making section of the class.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a section on using oracles and decks and dowsing, things like that, which
mm-hmm.
I don't use too much, but it's a good way to get started. And it's a good way to learn to trust your intuition,
mm-hmm.
so that there's a deck of cards in the course that you can download and print out, and there's just really one word on each card. For instance, I'll get a deck here and open it up and just pick one card, and I'll tell you what it is. Maybe we can talk about that a little, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm not into cards myself, but I'm open.
So,
but I'm sure our listeners are, and they can't wait to know how they can sign up for this daily OM.
Absolutely. So the card that came up was trust.
Oh, wow.
And so trust, you said you're not into cards that much, but that's one of the things that you really resonated with when we talked earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yes, trust, yes.
And so the process of learning how to use any kind of oracle or muscle testing actually is covered in the course too.
Mm-hmm.
A way to use muscle testing yourself or,
mm-hmm.
in order to use any of these things, you have to learn how to trust. And that's a big part of developing the intuition, as we talked about a little earlier.
Yes. I'm into muscle testing. I muscle test every day. Finger
mm-hmm.
test. I like that. That's fun.
How do you muscle test? What do you do?
Well,
I mean, what muscle do you use?
You know, like the two fingers, like infinity sign,
yep.
together.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ask a question, and then if it breaks open,
mm-hmm.
it's a no, and if it doesn't, it's a yes.
Yeah, that's the one we teach in the course.
Oh, do you? Oh,
okay. And then there's another one you can try. And this is pretty easy. You can just stand up and ask a question and see whether you start to lean forward or start to lean back.
Oh, yes, that one I always do with, like, vitamins and food.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I love it. We're so aligned. All you wonderful listeners out there, you're getting so much valuable information. So, Max, let me just take this time again to introduce you. This is Infinite Love Radio. I'm Michelle Morvati. We've been speaking to our wonderful, can I call you enlightening guest, inspiring guest, wonderful guest?
How about charming? Can you say charming?
Charming.
Is that all right?
I love it. I'm going to add that to my list.
Okay.
Charming guest. He's an intuitive consultant and teacher.
Charming and humble.
Charming and humble. Hey, you're just sharing your wonderful attributes with us.
Thank you.
Yes?
Yeah.
Yes, that's wonderful.
Well, make it very easy to do that.
Thanks. It's very inspiring. So for more information on Max and all of his wonderful session work, please visit www.maxheistein.com. That's Heistein. That's Heistein.com. And Max, how can the people sign up for the Daily Om course?
Oh, we just go to dailyom.com. And then on the front page, there is a link to the courses.
Okay.
And then there's a short list of courses on the front page. My course is actually the first course that Daily Om offered, so it's now getting pretty far back in the list. But if you click on the courses, the more courses link, you'll find a little picture of me and a description of the course, and you can take it from there.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you for sharing. So, Max, I want to talk about your guided meditations, your guided imagery, CDs, and downloads.
Sure.
But first, I want to ask you, Max, who should not use guided imagery? Let's get these people out of the way. No,
who
really.
Not
but
use...
Yeah, who should not use guided imagery?
How about someone with a serious mental health problem?
Okay.
Probably, if you're already, quote, hearing voices, and they're not friendly voices, rather than use guided imagery, you should see a psychiatrist.
Okay, thank you for sharing. You know, at first when I had my awakening, I
mm-hmm.
had like an unbelievable awakening with like tunnels of light, and while I was wide awake, you know, sitting,
mm-hmm.
and the voice started talking to me, my inner ear, I'm the God within you, you're being healed. I was healed from lupus, Max, and the listeners. This is like 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then I all of a sudden see angels and hearing voices. I honestly thought I'm crazy.
Yeah.
I honestly was no one to talk to at that time. You know, I was like normal in my own world.
Mm-hmm.
I knew nothing about the God within and masters and guides and angels. And each one started talking to me. And I really trained myself, you know, without reading any books. I trained myself to be able to communicate with these higher beings, these lovely beings. So when you're saying, if you're already hearing voices, yeah, I was hearing voices and I thought I'm crazy, but...
Well,
anyway.
There is a fine line there. The voices that you were hearing were truly high guides that were benevolent beings that were loving you and helping to awaken you.
Oh, yes.
And that's quite different than people who hear voices telling them to do dangerous things and so forth and so on. That's another thing entirely.
Absolutely. God bless these people. I'm going to send love and light
mm-hmm.
and for the highest, highest, greatest good. So let's talk about these. So I listened to them as samplers on your website.
Yes.
And just one of them gave me goosebumps, which was the healing waterfall.
Oh, yeah.
And the other one, the healing well,
mm-hmm.
oh, wow, with the water. And each one, and then you have one, Magic Island for children.
Yeah.
As I was listening to this, I have a 9-year-old. I was like, I should get this for my daughter to listen to. I love them all. Would you like to share anything about those?
Well, you're doing a great job.
No, because I was inspired. You know, I love them. They're so beautiful. They help you relax and let go. And there's also breathing. And so just helping with disease, helping in every aspect of our life. You also have the 12 cosmic healers. I'm going to purchase one of these, a couple of these, and listen fully. but so are these? Did you channel these?
Well, channeling is a word that can be confusing. You could say that any artist that does anything is channeling something.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then there's a specific use for the word channeling, which means that there's the channel is an entirely open vessel for a specific voice to speak through. And in the case of these guided meditations, they were more inspired than channeled.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I have the ability to do a lot of things with writing and with music. And when I started making these, there really weren't that many other guided meditations. And also, people also call it guided imagery. There wasn't a lot of that available. And so I started with that one you call 12 Cosmic Healers and one called
mm-hmm.
Healing Waterfall. And that one called the Healing Waterfall has been, I think there's more than 100,000 people have bought that tape or CD at this point. It's been very, very, very popular. And it was just a real gift for me to have the inspiration to be able to write that idea down and come up with the script and have the perfect person read it and be able to make the music for it. It just
mm-hmm.
kind of all came together in a very magical kind of way.
Mm-hmm. So inspired, in spirit, so spirit. Your spirit inspired you.
Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful. So can you share with us what's the process in, what does guided imagery do for people? How can it be used, like for, I mean, I know like athletes use it, doctors are using it to train the body to heal itself, and so can
how does guided imagery work?
Yes.
You know,
we
all have in us a place inside of inner peace. We have inner resources inside of peace, of healing, of power, of strength, beauty. We have all these attributes and resources inside. And guided meditation and guided imagery is simply a way to lead you in to those places and allow you to tap in. And it leads you past, it leads you into yourself, past the workings of the intellect and into more of where your heart lies and where your inspiration lies. And so it's a very, very helpful, useful technique if it's done properly, you know, if it's done by someone with respect toward the person that's receiving it. It can be done either in the form of a recording like you've done and like I've done, or
mm-hmm.
it can be done spontaneously with each other as we, you know, you might take a client on an inner journey, as you did really at the beginning of the show. In some ways, that was a guided meditation.
Yes.
It's a tremendous resource, don't you think?
Absolutely. And so I invite all of you beautiful people out there that are feeling stressed, can't sleep, overwhelmed, please go ahead and visit Max's website and just listen to these samplers and you'll be totally inspired. Share it with your loved ones. This is what I say. Share it with your loved ones. You know, Hanukkah is coming up, Christmas is coming up, Thanksgiving is coming up, life is going on every day. Every day is time to share and give and receive. Oh, Max, it's been a wonderful interview, but with gratitude, our time has almost come to an end. So before we say good day for now, is there anything you would like to share with the wonderful guests out there? You charming, humble person.
I would like to say that your guests are very, very fortunate to have you as a teacher because you're very willing to share your love in a very free and open way, and you don't hold back. And that is a tremendous gift, Michelle. And you're inspired, and you let your inspiration come out. and you are enthusiastic and you let your enthusiasm come out, and you're gifted in terms of what you've discovered and learned in your own process, and you're willing to help other people with that. So your guests are very, very fortunate to have you.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate those kind words. I'm going to breathe it in. We're very fortunate to have you, honestly. Thank you so much for all the wonderful work you do and for your sincerity and your open heart. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you. Blessings to you. And all of you beautiful people out there, this has been Infinite Love Radio for this week. Please join us next week as our guest is Jody Michelle Cooley. She's an empowerment coach. For personal services and workshops, please visit www.jodymichellecooley.com. But for now, I invite all of you to breathe in infinite love, receive infinite love from inside and out, and breathe it out and give it to the whole world, for in truth, we're all one. And don't forget to visit our website, www.infiniteloveradio.com, and download free guided meditations and insights. As always, I invite all of your comments, suggestions, and questions to infiniteloveradio@yahoo.com or michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com. Again, this has been Michelle Morovati, Infinite Love Radio. Thank you. Blessings to you. Love and light to you. Until next week. Good day.